Hey there, welcome back. It's time to get ready for another episode of the Tipsy Teacher Podcast. If you ever find yourself getting coverage to go to the bathroom and then forget that you had to go to the bathroom halfway to the bathroom and instead you start waving at your old students, then you're at the right place. On today's podcast, we will be discussing our teacher bits, teacher fits, and how to make teaching a foreign language lit.
That wasn't very good, but it was fine.
That was incredible.
Thanks. You can use it in your bio.
That is a good one. I'll have to steal that.
Yes, you should. Hey there, friends. Welcome to the Tipsy Teacher Podcast, brought to you by Kind Vine Teacher Wines, the wine that fuels and funds teachers. If you tune in until the end of this podcast, we have a discount code waiting for you, just for you, on your next online order at teacherwines.com. We are so glad that you're back and super excited to laugh at and entertain our hardworking teachers. Now it's time for you to sit back and relax. Just a reminder that homework is for home, and so is this podcast. Tipsy Teacher is NSFW, not suitable for work, friends. So if you're at work, turn that shit down. Today, we have Lucy back. She was on the podcast the last, I don't know, I mean, it was like maybe 2 years ago at this point, something like that. Yeah. And if you have seen Lucy, she's on Instagram at the Trendy Senorita. And I don't know, I've just been blessed with her online friendship here for a few years now, and I will say she's somebody that I look forward to seeing what she's doing every day.
Aw, that's so kind.
I'm like, wow. I don't know. You give me motivation, like, for when I'm going back in the fall, that, like, I don't have to be super, like, young trendy or, like, super, like, old lady teacher. I can be, like, this perfect, like, cute little accessorized human like you are. So I'm excited. I see these big, like, granny sweaters, and I'm like, this would look so cute on Lucy. I could do this too. Like,
Ever learn how to crochet?
No, but I will. I will learn how to crochet.
Yeah.
I love your like granny squares that you made the other day, and like the little flower one you were doing. She made a Kindle like crocheted pocket. Guys, come on.
Oh yeah, crochet is my jam. And knitting,
that reminds me, I need to charge my Kindle.
It's good to be here.
Yes, I'm so happy you're back. I'm so happy you're back, and I can't wait for you to motivate me to dress like a grown-up again once I'm back in the classroom next year. So I know I missed a whole lot about you, Lucy, so go ahead and introduce yourself to everybody out there listening. Who are you?
Well, yeah, I'm so happy to be here. I'm Lucy. I have a little Instagram page where I share my teacher outfits of the day. That was so kind how you described my style, because I always feel caught in between like being too like Gen Z style or like too millennial, and sometimes you just need a mix of both, and I also can't afford to buy new trending things all the time, and so you have to mix in like your old, you know, like wardrobe from a few years ago. So yeah, I post my daily outfits of the day, and then I also post like some styling videos. I post some finds, some good like try to be affordable finds. I'm a big Newlier. And yeah, I live in Washington, D.C. with my husband and my English bulldog, Ugo. And we love city living and D.C. life. And so I share like, you know, my day-to-day life as well on Instagram. And yeah, but happy to be here. I had so much fun our last podcast time. So yeah, hey, thanks for inviting me back.
Yeah, we're happy to have you back. I'll be in DC on Saturday.
Oh,
I'm going to Glow.
Oh, no way. Wait. Not my scene, but I'm happy for you.
Second scene like that I've gone to. I'm like, okay, well, what do I wear? I don't know. Figure it out.
Where is Glow?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Like, not a clue. I'm just a passenger princess here for the ride.
What are you going to wear?
I know it's in D.C. And I know that I ordered a really fuzzy pink tank top. So we'll see what happens.
Okay, that's what I was envisioning. Exactly. Like
a pom-pom.
Neon pink fuzz. Yeah. Oh, my vibes. Exactly.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm going for a mermaid. I'm going to try to be a mermaid.
Just whatever you do, you have to wear you have to put a bunch of glitter all over your body.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. No, the glitter will happen. It will be glittery. Yeah. Hopefully I'll find music that has words. because I don't know if I can vibe for a whole day of music without words, but it's going to be, I'll try anything, you know?
That's a great mindset to have. I mean, yeah, if all my friends were going and they were like, come, I'd probably be like, sure, why not? I'll try it once.
It's a fun way to dress up, I think. It's almost like Halloween.
Yeah, I love a good theme. I love a theme. I will go all out for the theme.
Yeah, mm-hmm. our friends were doing like under the sea theme.
So. Okay, so that's why you're a mermaid.
A mermaid. She was like, I have a big octopus. I was like, cool, I'll be a mermaid. Done. So hopefully we're not the only ones, but I don't think we will be. I don't know. I've never gone, so got no idea.
Oh, I'm sure you'll fit right in. I'm sure you'll fit right in.
What to expect. But the videos seem to be exactly what I imagine it would be. So I had texted Lucy and was like, hey, or messaged her. I was like, hey, so like, what should we talk about on the podcast? Like, you're obviously, you have so many interesting things we could talk about, but like, do you have any ideas? Cause I love to see like what people come up with. Most of the time it's on me to like pick a topic, but Lucy was like, let's talk about teacher bits. And I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Like, I felt so old in that moment. I do have a TikTok. I just use it for sourdough recipes.
At this you point, crochet. That's what I'm on TikTok for, too.
I bake bread.
That's incredible.
We're basically 65.
Yeah, no, Grandma Core is my vibe. Yeah, I love that. I come home and I crochet all day, and then I read on my Kindle. So
yes,
and I cook dinner.
And I'm just kneading dough and trying to figure out how to make it into cake. I made chocolate dough the other day, and it's delicious. I put chocolate chips in it. I was like, hell yeah, thanks, TikTok. But I didn't
make it
to the
teacher
bits.
Okay, well, one day we'll have to have a swap. So I'll crochet you, like, a little cute top or, like, headband or something, and you can bake me some bread.
I'll bake you some bread. I should make it for Saturday. Just throw it out the window on my way to Glow.
Okay.
Wherever.
I'll get my baseball glove ready.
Crochet a glove. Oh my god, you should have crocheted my top for Glow.
I could have.
Dang it. Next time, I'm sure I'll go again.
Okay. Yeah, hit me up next year. April.
Yeah, whatever.
Late April.
You know, whenever that happens. But yeah, so I was like, you know, I gotta figure this out. So surprisingly, when I Googled, like an old person, teacher bits on TikTok, like I went to Google. I didn't go to TikTok and search it. I went to Google. It took me right to them, and I was like, okay. And I couldn't really find, like, you know, sometimes you can find the originator, like where the post came from. I don't think I found the beginning of it. When I found someone who had like a couple, like million views. So I was like, this is probably as close as I'm going to get to like the OG bit post. But anyway, it was pretty funny. And I shared it on Instagram and I got like two bits from people, but they're like things that I do too. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, I don't know. I wanted to hear something wild. So I'm hoping that you have some good bits, Lucy.
Oh gosh. I have some good ones, but I don't know. Like, yeah, we'll have to see.
Okay. Yeah. The biggest one that I got from everybody is, and it's what I do too, like when you're getting frustrated and you start singing, like anything, like I'd be like, I wish I could go outside. Like I will like sing anything or like, please sit down or I am losing my mind. Like something about singing, I don't know. And the kids will be like, what are you doing? Like, what is happening? I'm like, nothing is happening. And I've also noticed that I do like a very probably offensive accent sometimes whenever I'm trying to like keep their attention. And I did stop doing that because I was like, this is probably not appropriate. But it was like a really thick Southern accent. like, all right, everybody, buckle up. We're getting ready to learn. And that was a bit that I did quite a few times my first couple years teaching until I was like, you know what? What if like someday I get a kid who has an accent like that and I am just up here using it?
Yeah. I surprisingly in DC, I do have a couple kids that have thick Southern accents. So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
I wonder, you'll
probably like notice more when you go back into the classroom, because even today I've been thinking about them and like I was trying to make a list on my phone, and even today I added like three because I just do them and then I added them to my list. So yeah, you'll probably just notice weird things that you do that are just like,
oh,
random.
Yeah. I think when I just think about like when I used to work in retail, I used to work at Fossil, you know, like I'd sell watches, and when I would go down to get a new watch out of the case, I'd be like, like I would get the watch and then I would bring it up, like sound like an elevator, like meow, and like put it on the case. And I never noticed I did it until one time I was helping this man and he was like, are you okay? I was like, what? He was like, you're making all kinds of noises. And so then like the next day when I worked, I was like, like I was trying not to make these noises. So I know that like when I go back in the fall, I'm gonna be like, holy shit, like this is
okay, I actually can't handle that. That is one of the funniest things I've ever. I'm just imagining myself like going to buy a watch and like sales associate being like,
literally the counter, like you just disappear behind it. So I'm like,
you're gonna do that. I bet you do that with your students too. Like, oh, let me
I really
get,
think
get
I do.
Let's get the markers out.
Ka-pop!
The sound effects.
Yeah, I'm like, I guess I just have my own sitcom like music in the background.
Hey, whatever to get through the day. That's what I was telling my husband some of mine, which I can share too. And he was like, why? Like, why do you do that? And I'm like, I don't know. You just got to keep yourself entertained. Like, you just have
to
have
fun.
You really
do because you're alone. Like, you're so like, alone.
Yeah. And yeah. But, okay, I do not make any sounds. But I just, like, mess with my kids. Like, also, I didn't mention, but I teach high school Spanish at an all-boys high school in Washington, D.C. And so the boys, like, I just find, like, I just mess with them. Like, it's really fun. And I used to teach at an all-girls school, and you can't mess with girls the same, I don't think. Like, just, like, have like playing around, like, having fun. But one of my favorite ones, and I do this all the time, is, like, anytime I give them a game that has, like, I'll give them, like, a little puzzle for to practice vocab, and it'll have a paperclip on it. And I tell them that each paperclip is worth $1. And if they break it or lose it, they have to pay me $1, and they like they get so weirded out. They're like, "What is like? Why are you charging us $1?" And I'm like, "Listen, like materials aren't free." And then we started using so like I'll do that one first, and then I do a lot of games with like dice, and so each dice is $5. And what like I sometimes I let them use scissors. Scissors are $30, and like it's.
You're running a business.
Of course they don't.
And be like, Mom, $30. We should sell
well,
them.
They're always like, Profe, a paperclip is not $1. And I'm like, well, it is in this room.
I worked but hard. I've
never had them lose. Or, I mean, I've had students break paperclips. And then I'll be like, you owe me $1. And of course, like after like the bid is up, I'm like, haha, just kidding. Yeah. But I have had a kid pay me $1. And I'm like, I was like, no, please. I'm not taking your money. And he was like, no, take it. Yeah. I was like, this is ethically wrong. And so he was like, take it. And so I like put it in my pocket, like as like a joke. And then at the end of class, I gave it back to him, like in front of the whole class. I'm like, I don't want anyone going home and saying that Profe's taking money.
Paperclip. Oh yeah.
But yeah, so that's like one
that
of my favorite
of, like,
ones.
When I was pregnant, I used to, I guess this was a bit, I didn't realize I was doing it. When I was pregnant, they would have like lunch bunch with me, and I'd be like, all right, you gotta pay the Mrs. Fugate tax. And I would take a chicken nugget.
I do that too. I'm like, if you're eating my classroom, which they're not allowed to, but I'll always be like, did you bring any for me? Yeah. That's
yes,
a classic
yes.
one.
I think there's a lot of teachers that do that bit too, especially when they have like breakfast they come in with.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, okay, no. Cinnabon bites.
Yeah. Right. My students always come in with smoothies, but yeah, so they owe me. What else? Another one. Okay, recently I've been on that note. I saw this actually on TikTok or on Instagram. A teacher said that whenever students tell her that they are going to be out of town because they're going on a trip, she would say like, oh, bring me back something nice. And I have said that maybe four times this year, and two of the four times they've come back with gifts for me.
50% chance.
I mean, it's just like a funny, like, throwaway comment, and they come back and they're like, Profe, I have something for you. Like, they, both of these kids actually went to Mexico, and they were like, I was like, wait, what? I felt so good. And then they were like, well, yeah, you told me to bring you back something nice.
Damn it.
I thought they were just doing it out of the goodness of their heart. No. But that's a good one. That's a good one. I would recommend that one. It's funny. They think it's funny.
I'm going to start doing that. Yeah. My kids go to, like, Disney and stuff. Let's go.
Maybe you'll get some mouse ears or something.
Let me get some ears to wear.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, so one of mine is, like, at the beginning of the year, especially with the little guys, they call me, and most of my little guys come in speaking mostly Spanish. And so they're, like, calling me, teacher, 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 teacher. And that's what they say. They don't say my name for, like, a month, uh-huh. I swear. And they're like, teacher, teacher. And I'm always like, you know, first week, I'm like, yes, okay, whatever. You're like, what do you need? And then
yeah,
I'd say, like, eventually I get frustrated. I'm like, student, student. And I always do that back. And they're like, baffled. And I'm like, well, you don't know my name. I'm not going to use yours. And they're like, okay, that's Fugate.
That's amazing. I love that.
It works. They learn my name pretty fast after that. But
student.
I'm like, okay. Yeah. Teacher, teacher. I was like, do you walk around? You're like, grocery man. Like, don't call me that. I'm just kidding.
I tell my I don't know. Profe, but they, yeah, I should call them.
Well, it's different.
Alumno.
It's different.
No, I know.
Yeah, it's different. I mean, my Spanish teacher, we called her Senorita.
So. Yeah. Well, that's what my Instagram handle is. That's what I used to be until I got married.
Now she's fancy.
Yeah.
Senora is not as, like, fun. So.
Yeah, no. Senora is, I'm not
Senora
that old.
Senora sounds like you're in trouble, I feel like.
Yeah.
Right?
So, and
has
I
a
like
negative
profe,
connotation.
I like profe, especially in an all-boys school. Like, it's gender neutral, you know.
Yeah.
People can go by profe if they're, you know.
Yeah, I
so.
Like that. Maybe I'll start doing that instead. I'm just All right, what was your
one? Have them call me maestra. Have them call you maestra. One more. Okay. Well, there's like two more. I have been really getting in the habit of saying nobody cares or I don't care. Like, especially when a kid will, like, complain about something, or like today, literally a kid, like, was poking the other kid at their desk. The boys, like, they're always touching, and I always have to be like, stop touching. They're like poking each other, and I'm like, stop that. And he's like, he stole my pencil. And I'm like, I don't care. and they're like, ooh, damn. Like, burn. Like, and they, like, think it's so funny. Like, I'm like, nobody cares, Johnny. Yeah.
Nobody cares,
dude. Okay. And then my other one is that I have been making students, like, sometimes I just randomly make them, like, move their desks a little bit, like, just for fun. So, like, whenever they sit in, like, small groups, and whenever they take quizzes, I make them sit in rows so they have to move their desks physically. And sometimes I'll be like, okay, you, Johnny, that way. And then, like, you that way. But then, like, with one kid sometimes, like, if I'm feeling, like
in spicy.
I'll just be like, okay, Johnny, like, a little bit forward. Okay, no, too much. That back to the left. A little bit more. No, actually to the right. And I'll just go. I'll go until he smiles. Like, I just go until he breaks. And then I'm like, it's fine.
You're okay, or you're at. You're okay. Oh my God, that's
but like,
cute.
Sometimes
I do that.
They like take it
like...
so seriously.
Yeah.
They're like,
I've done
okay,
that.
I'm moving.
Take
I'm
him
moving.
In the hallway.
Yes.
Oh, here we go. My kids are so little, I could do anything. I swear, I could do anything. And when I take them in the hallway, though, we'll be like sitting at a table randomly by the bathroom, you know. And I'm like, okay, we have to do this assessment. It's like a little tough, so I'm gonna need you to sit in this chair. And they'll like sit. And I'm like, oh no, actually, that chair doesn't work. I'm sitting in this chair. I'm like, oh, no, actually, here, sit in my chair. And by this point, I should have been done testing them, but they're, like, they're so nervous about, like, a little test. I don't know. I feel like it gets them, like,
loosened up a little bit, but it's funny that you moved the chest around.
Okay, that's a good one though. I should start because now they know like the move the desk thing. I should have them switch seats with someone and then just like keep switching seats. Like, no, you guys switch. Oh, wait, now you guys switch. Like, that would be so good. That would be so good.
Just at the end of the school year, you really have to do something.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, they're also
and classroom management's like good now. Like, classroom management is like good. You can mess with them. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah. Just keep it interesting. Keep them on their toes.
I genuinely think like my whole job is biz, like as a kindergarten now pre-K teacher, like I'm always acting, but the one that I like always pull out every year at the beginning of the school year when we're trying to learn concepts of print, I will like hold the book upside down and start in the back and I'll read backwards and upside down the story, and they're like, I'm like, what? And they're like, flip it. So then I flip it over, but I still start from the back, and then I like, I mean, I drag this on, and it's like how they learn how to read top to bottom, left to right, and how to like start at the front, and it works time. They don't forget. They never forget ever. And then if they're not in line, I don't know, this might be abusive, so don't report me. Like, you know, it's really important that they walk in a line. And that's, like, something we practice all the time. Well, if there's a kid that has, like, a little bit of trouble with staying in the line and, like, they're constantly, like, out of line or, like, bumping into other kids, like, not paying attention, I'll just walk close to my line and just, boop, hip check them.
You'll hip check them.
And I'm always like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. You were supposed to be in that line. I didn't see that you were out of line. And they're like, oh, my bad, my bad. And they'll get in line. Works every time.
Yeah.
Works every time.
It's they probably respond your teacher's to it better probably than you just like, being like, get in line.
No, they do. And then they laugh and they stay in line. It's the same way, like, I used to, like, I had this one kid. He was just very tough love. And he actually didn't like a teacher after me, like, ever. I'm pretty sure he's in, like, 10th grade now, probably still, like, miserable. But I used to take my papers and roll them up and smack him in the head with them. Like, whenever he would do something good, I'd be like, boop. And he'd be like, yes, I got it. I'm like, you're so weird. Like, and don't ask me how I figured out that was his, like, love language or, like, positive reinforcement. I have no idea when the first time I ever smacked him on the head with my paper was. But he was, like, I mean, he, like, was looking for that afterwards. But then this one, your teachers probably did this. Whenever your class, I don't know, you wouldn't do this with the high school boys. But, like, when your class is super quiet and you come in from like being somewhere, like a meeting, or like maybe you got them sitting down from recess and you like went to shut your door and then you came back in, they're still quiet. I always pretend like I don't see them. I like
That's
walk up
one.
To the front and I like get my phone out and I'm like, man, I don't know. And then I'm like, oh my God, I like see him on the carpet. I'm like, what? You guys, when did you guys get here?
Okay, like, that you sounds so us fun.
Here. It is. I'm like, no, I swear that was, oh wait, I did just do that. You guys are too quiet. I forgot you were here. And they're like, they like think it's literally the best.
That's so cute.
And then the last one I can think of is, I swear to you, I think I just do this all day. The last one I can think of is like when we're in the hallway and we did a compliment. I used to have this thing where we would get like a point for the class, like towards the rewards, if they got a compliment from another teacher, like somebody else, like while we were out and about. And so, like, if they would ever get a compliment in the hallway, like, the teacher walks by and is like, wow, you guys are doing a really good job out here. I didn't even know you were out here. The teacher will walk by and be like, oh, thank you. And the teacher, like, leaves. And then I would, like, fall to my knees and be like it pained me that it felt so good that they did such a good job. And I would be, like, so dramatic and, like, melt in the hallway. I hope I can do this with pre-K kids. Like, I hope they don't, like, lose their minds and, like, get too crazy whenever I'm doing these things.
Yeah.
It's going to take a while. I'm not going to be able to do it as soon as I could with the kindergartners, I don't think.
That sounds...
So we'll see.
It really is. It's just bits all day. Like, that's so fun. Just, okay, I do something similar. But I do that when they... Oh, my God. You know, the verb gustar in Spanish is...
Yes.
You should say me gusta instead of, like, yo gusto. And so...
Yes.
Usually what I do is anytime I hear yo gusto, I get super dramatic. I act like something is, like... it like a sword through my heart, like a knife to the heart. I'm like, oh my God, you like, I have fallen down too. But oh my gosh, I've totally done that one.
Yeah. It's the falling. Yeah, they're like, you should probably, you know, as a kindergarten teacher, you should be able to wear jeans because you're always like on the ground. I'm like, I'm on the ground for like not what you think I'm on the ground for. Like, I'm not teaching them down there. I'm doing weird things like crawling
sketch
around.
Comedy.
And, yes, and being wounded. Comedy. Another person that responded on Instagram, they were saying that their bit is when a kid gets hurt and it's not that bad, they say it'll be better before you get married.
My grandma used to say that to me. I love that one.
I mean, I remember, like, I used to skin my knees, like, every other day, and they always would say that to me.
Yeah.
And then, like, your wedding day comes.
Yeah, no, now I'm married.
Yeah, so that doesn't work anymore.
It's going to be better before.
Tell me it'll be better before I retire.
Yeah.
That'll be what we can say now.
Yeah, that's good.
But like, story time, my wedding was the day after the last day of school. And the week before the last day of school, we had like it's like a field day, but it's on the weekend. So like, there's a dunk tank and all these things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was in the dunk tank, and I would never let this parent like live this down. Yeah, I was in the dunk tank, and the kid threw the ball and they missed. And the parent was standing next to the thing and they smacked the button, but nobody like warned me. So I was turned sideways because they had missed. I was about to get out, like to switch off. And I whacked my arm on the edge of the dunk tank. It was this arm because I'm standing at the aisle and this is the side I was on. And there's just this big black bruise on my wedding day.
I'm
like, it won't be better before I get married.
It will not. Oh no.
Photoshopped out, but I won't ever forget that saying. Every time someone tells a kid that, I'm like, well, you don't know that.
Yeah.
You don't know.
That is weird because a similar thing happened to me. My wedding was in Hawaii, and my husband and I did a few days before the wedding, like on a different island. And we decided to jump off this big rock, kind of like a cliff jumping, and like I just landed wrong and my shoulder was messed up for the whole trip. And I was like, I don't know. I was like, I actually don't know if I'm going to be able to get in my wedding dress because I had to put my arms like through. It was like a little top. I was like, I can't lift my arm this high.
Someone's going to have to put this on.
It was okay. But like, I got it. I got the top on. But like, geez.
You're like, I definitely can't toss it okay.
Yeah. No, like brides do not like.
Yeah, don't do these things.
Be in a bubble 3 weeks before your wedding. I don't know.
We're just like so young at the time that we're just like, yeah, this is fine. Nothing's going to happen. And then like it happens. It happens, guys. It happens.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, though, a bubble. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I think I said all mine. Yeah. Those are all my bits, at least that I could remember.
Okay. I have one more. I got this one from a coworker, and it's kind of like a classroom management, but if a kid is like really annoying me one day, I'll just write his name on the board and not say anything about it and probably not do anything about it, but it freaks them all the fuck out. Like, I just write his name on the board and they're all like, oh, what's going to happen? Is it detention? And like, usually I don't say anything else.
And then it just is gone the next day.
Yeah. No, it's just a little scare tactic.
I'm going to do that. I really like that.
That it's a good one. Although, yeah, I stole that from a coworker.
Yeah, I have to teach them their names first so that they don't think I'm just writing something. Like, this is your name.
Yeah. yep.
I don't know.
Yep, you gotta do that.
Oh my god. Oh my goodness. Well, so fun. I love these. I love these so much. I hope that. I just want everyone to keep sharing these with me. Like, if you think of any, just like send them to me or text me, or I don't know, leave me a voicemail, call me, email me. Anyway, I just want to know like everyone's bits. I think these are hilarious.
I want to know helpful. More of yours. Like, you sound so funny. You're like the funniest teacher. Like, seriously,
I'm gonna take like notes.
I think it's not. I feel like it's probably not appreciated in kindergarten. Like,
it's not. They don't care. It's just for me.
Yeah, they don't care.
That's why I'm always like, can I have an intern, please? I'm so alone.
I need someone to laugh at me. With me.
Yeah, and we usually do. We usually are laughing the whole time. My intern could be like a terrible teacher, but we still have a great time. So yeah, I don't know, man, but I love these things. And I really, like I said, I do think they're helpful. Like, it's great classroom management. And yeah, also it helps you. And I definitely do like mom. I like definitely do mom bits too. Like,
oh, I'm sure.
Definitely things I do at the house where I'm like the singing. The singing really transcended from the classroom to the home. I'll be like, I'm a good mom no matter what they say. And Addie's like, we love you. What are you talking about? I'm like, sometimes you don't listen to me. I just keep going. And I don't stop. Until I feel better. Sometimes this hours. I'm just kidding. Okay. But oh, I do sure. want to pick your brain about the clothes stuff real quick. Okay. I've been dying to know this because I feel like I don't know. I feel like, okay, how do you organize your shopping? Like, when you go shopping, do you shop for an event? Do you shop for an outfit? Do you shop for a trend or like a season? What is your favorite way to, I guess maybe what's your favorite way to shop?
Wow, great
and like,
question.
What do you mostly do? Because I just buy things that I like and then they don't match anything.
I don't really do that. I will say, like, I always have a vision for the item. And most of the time, like, I feel like I don't have that many events, but obviously I shop like specifically for events, but I'm not going to go to a store and be like, oh, that dress would be great for like a possible future wedding. Just because I know that by the time that future wedding rolls around, I'm going to want to get something else. And so then I just feel like it's a waste. Yeah. But the thing that I used to do and that I still do is like, anytime I am looking at an item, I'll think about like three ways that I could wear it with my current wardrobe. So like at least with three other items in my wardrobe. And it was a good practice. Because too, then if I was like, well, I don't know if I could wear it with anything right now, but like, it's kind of a style I'm moving towards. Then you kind of could figure out, okay, well, what else could I wear it with? And then you could maybe also shop for that other item. But yeah. So and then I also like, recently I've been thinking more about like the longevity of my closet. Like, how long am I going to wear these things? Like, is it just a trend that will be out soon? Or will I really, really love this piece for, you know, many years to come? Because I do, I mean, I love to get as much wear as possible out of my clothes. And I just think for sustainability reasons too, like, I love to shop, but I also wear like all of my clothes. And once I stop wearing them, it's usually time to move on. So, yeah, so I've been thinking more about like that too. I don't know, like recently, and I've been doing Nuuly too. So I rent the clothes, which is also fun for trends. Because then you can see like, oh, is this something that I'm really going to hold on to? Or if I should just like rent it. I did. Yeah. I bought it.
Did you ever buy that coat?
Yeah. That was something you that did. I was like, I will have this coat forever. Like, it's a forever coat. I know black and white check is really in right now. Like, it is trending. But it's so my style that like, and I think black and white check like is a classic, like it's not like a weird print or anything. And so I did buy it. Yeah, I did buy it. And it, I mean, no, it's so like warm zebra. Too, which.
Yeah. Well, you used it for everything. Like, I felt like you were like going out for the day. You had it on, like you went on a trip and you had it. Like, it was
Thank
just
you.
Like,
no.
It made sense. It definitely was. I'm glad you bought it. Yeah.
Oh,
that's something so cool.
It's
with
really
that
fun newly,
that like you can test it out. I need to get my email working.
Like,
it's not
like
working.
Right
I'm
now,
not
there's an extra discount
stop,
or something. I'll
try
send
again.
It to you. I'll send it to you. But yeah, it's really fun. Like maybe you should do it in the fall when you're because I feel like with summer, honestly, in the summer, I usually. Yeah. I don't know. I've been thinking about pausing it because I usually just wear like I'm in like shorts and tank tops all day every day. Like
yeah, well there's it's hard to do like trendy things in the summer because you're like hot and you want to be comfortable.
Yeah.
And, like you're I mean we're in a bathing
and when you're
I'm
not,
in a bathing suit like almost every day in the summer.
Well, when you
like,
don't have to go to work,
kids,
like
outside,
it's like why would
like,
I
pool?
Get dressed in anything other than comfy clothes?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm out.
And like
no.
What this summer That's it's micro shorts. Either. So I mean,
I don't think I've seen a lot of like boxer shorts. Have you seen those? Which could be. I think I might get a pair because like I feel like I would just be living in those all summer. Ooh, they could be cover ups. They could be lounge. Yeah.
And that's comfy. Yeah. I'm like, how are we going to, like, have all these, like, girls that are, like, I'm thinking about, like, I don't know, maybe it's just where I'm at because I'm going to the gym every day, but it's, like, these buff girls, and now we're going to put them in tiny shorts. So,
yeah.
Like,
yeah. We do what works for us.
Yeah. Yeah. I think people are just out to see our butts. Yeah, whatever, you know. But yeah, no, fall, definitely. I want to look back into it. Which reminds me of my other question I wanted to know. Like,
yes, I do. How do you organize your closet? Do you
switch it out seasonally?
I usually do a big flip, like, changeover in, like, October and then in, like, March or April. And I know.
Taking so long to stay warm.
Yeah, so I don't have much storage in our apartment, but we have a second guest bedroom. It's more like a den. There's no window, and so it's kind of like my dressing room, kind of like our, it's like a guest room, but like more so my dressing room, the studio. Yeah, all my clothes in my closet.
Clothes are in there. That's perfect. And then how do you organize your accessories, like your necklaces and stuff? You always have like the cutest little like earrings and
yeah, I have it's a top drawer of a little dresser right behind me. Not this one, but there's another dresser right next to me. I have all my pom-poms right here. So those are all like hung up and easy to see, and it's also kind of like decor. Them. It's a rainbow. I have a lot of earrings now. And I try to have them like laid out so that I can see them, but it's hard. Yeah, it's hard to keep them organized.
Yeah.
Oh.
And also my kids are just like into playing with my jewelry right now, so. Birdie's like, I had a necklace. I'm like, it's a bracelet. That's a bracelet, and it doesn't fit you. So then they just like walk off with it. I'm like, okay. Enjoy.
See it never.
Someday it'll be quiet and clean. That's what they say. Like, don't worry, it'll be clean and quiet one day, and you'll be sad. I'm like, okay, and I'll find all my jewelry everywhere in the house.
Oh my gosh, I'm nervous.
All right, we're gonna end this with a game. So I'm hoping this works. So it's a music game, which
I cannot stop listening. It like it's just in my head on repeat every day, all day. Yeah. It's so good.
It's like a story. Every song's a story. I don't know.
You're
the
football fan, right? Yeah.
Because I like the Travis Kelce. Yeah. I like the Travis Kelce part at the end. And they made me sad, you know, whenever they beat the Ravens. And he was being all gross and mean. And I was like, oh, I don't like him anymore.
I mean, know he's intense, right? But no, the album is amazing. Both albums are amazing.
Right? I mean, I didn't.
Same. Yeah. I'm hoping that we get like a lover album next Kelce. That's like all her in love. I think
that's not
going to
happen, though, until he breaks her heart. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
I hope so. I wonder how Travis feels right now. Like,
yeah,
you know, like
I think he's loving it. Like he just seems like a fun, cool guy who likes this,
or I don't know.
You know,
yeah,
likes to see her success. Yeah, and is a fan. He's a fan.
Well, he loves music. Like, yeah, like that's just such a crazy experience, though. Like, you know, usually your new boyfriend's like, oh yeah, she was
not
like
albums.
That guy was a dick. She was sad. Now she's not. But now there's like this. Like 24 songs about like
two guys
him
on this
smoking
album.
And like him cheating or whatever he did. I don't know, but oh well, that explains it. Then I was like, damn, this is all about one guy. I don't know enough about her like life until she met Travis Kelce.
The
book I would read
that it's mostly about Matty Healy, who's in the 1975. If you know them, he's the lead singer. And they dated for like 3 months. No, that was Joe Alwyn.
He's the one she dated for like six years.
Grew up in London. But apparently, the album is mostly about Maddie, which is very interesting.
And that's also on this one.
Yeah. So. Okay. So play the songs.
Okay. Is that who she's talking about when she's talking about? Yeah, when she's talking about the starting line, when she drops that, is that the guy she's talking about?
I think
one,
the
then?
Black Dog. Yeah.
I can't remember what song it's from. Okay, yeah. That makes
apparently.
Sense.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Damn. That's so funny. It's so good.
And the Kim Kardashian one is cracking
me up. It's so good. Yeah.
I was like, this one's my favorite, I think. Yeah, I don't know. I can't figure it out. All right, let's see how good this works. So I'm going to try to play like only like 6 seconds of a song. I didn't even explain this game to anybody else. I'm going to play 6 seconds of a song, everyone. And then Lucy's going to try to guess what the song is. And then we'll let you get back to whatever you were doing today. That was not as important as finding out what these songs were. All right. Are you ready? I think I am. Okay, don't look. I'm just kidding.
I didn't hear anything.
Oh, wait. Let me turn it up. Let me turn it up. You didn't hear it. Did you? I don't know why I'm leaning over here like
you. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Sorry. It was really quiet. It was really quiet. All right. Now it's louder. All right. Here we go.
I have no idea.
Keep going.
I'm so bad at this. Okay. No.
You know that song?
Like, I've heard it. I've heard it for sure. What's it called? What's it called? Okay. Okay. No. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I've definitely, could like, yeah,
sing along, but I don't you know, like, sing it.
I didn't know the title.
Okay.
Okay, so first one was a fail. Let me try something else. I'm actually really bad at those, like, trivia rounds. This is always my worst round.
Okay. I still got to listen to a good song.
That's amazing.
Really? This is the only one I could do. I suck at everything else.
That's true.
Which is why you just told me who Taylor Swift's whole album was about. All right.
Oh, life's like this. That's the way. That's the way it is. It's Avril Lavigne, right? Okay. Complicated. It was gonna come to me. Yeah. Yeah.
Complicated.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Yeah. Speed it up. Well,
I'm sorry.
Is that a bit?
Give answers away. Not a good teacher. Scaffold. It's just, yeah, that's my bit. Is that I'm like 2 + 2?
Your patience.
It's 4. It's 4.
Yeah. 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 Right. At the end.
Sometimes it's gone. All right. Here's the next one.
What a really. It's. I want a friend. If you want to be my lover. Yeah. Okay. Woo.
Yeah. Spice Girl.
I was trying to sing it.
Whatever the names. Okay. Here we go.
See, that's why I don't do the singing in class. Like, right,
next one.
Could not be me.
You just make up your own words, you know? My cat's in my way now, making things extra easy. Okay, here we go.
Gold digger. Okay. You're only playing, like, the easiest songs. No, except for the first one.
Gold digger. All right. Getting warmed up now.
Oh, it's one of the boy bands. And I was not a fan of either. Oh, bye, bye, bye. Okay, cool. Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't have known. I can't tell you the difference between them and Backstreet Boys. And I'm disappointing all of my cousins, I'm sure. And my husband. My cousins were slightly older than me.
All of my cousins. They're going to be staring at or screaming at this. Right.
Is it just called, like, Becky? What's it?
Our shorts.
I like big butts. What's it called? What's the song called? Oh, really? Oh, my gosh.
Baby Got Back. But yeah.
Yeah.
Baby Got Back. He does say that eventually. And he's like, yeah, bar, bar. I don't know. I feel like, and every time I go to Mexico,
they're like, these Americans, they love this song. Oh, yeah. That one too.
They love this shit.
No, and the Americans at the all inclusive go crazy for that.
Yeah, that just sticks with you, you know?
All these white folk.
Yes, oh, this is true. This is where I've been. Yeah, actually, it's mostly in Margaritaville.
Oh, sounds amazing. Honestly.
I'm in a pool in a Margaritaville. Somehow. All the time. Not all the time. It's been a while, but I do miss it. I'll get back there into that pool. Oh, my God. Well, this was really fun, and I will try to get you to bed on time. So thank you so much, Lucy, for coming on. Thank you to all of our listeners. Make sure you're following us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. We are Teacher Wines for the wine, and then The Tipsy Teacher or The Tipsy Teach on Instagram or Facebook, wherever you're finding us. If you are on Facebook, we have a new Facebook page. It's called Teachers Who Wine, and you do have to like ask to come in because we don't want random people on the page, because it's kind of where Kenny and I have decided to take our woes and our stumping, I don't even know how to describe it, our things that we want somebody to help us tell us what to do. So, like, we're looking at new koozies. We're looking at new corks right now. Our corks, if you guys don't know, on the wine, they have sayings. So they're all pretty funny. You know, it's like, this meeting could have been an email. And then sometimes you pop the cork and it says, must have been a school day. So we're just looking for some new corks, because these have been the same for, like, 3 years now. So things like that. So if you go to the Facebook page and you help us decide on any of these things, there's also a chance to win free wine. Kenny's been giving out coupons if you participate in the votes. So Teachers Who Wine is the page. Other than that, the best thing you guys can do is tell a fellow teacher or friend about the podcast. Have them listen in. We are fun and just here to, I don't know, nothing serious. And if you want to leave a review, so that easier, it's easier for future fans to find us. But yeah. So thank you all for tuning in and listening. And Lucy, I'm so happy you came back on. This was really,
yeah, thank
really
you
fun.
So much. This was so fun. And I had a great time.
Next time.
Love all of our bits. I know. Think about all my bits now that I'm going to do tomorrow. Sleep, I can't wait. Another day in acting.
Another day, another bit.